For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Parts of the rail lines across the Northeast still don't have positive train control, also known as PTC. Officials said that the system could have prevented an Amtrak train derailment in Washington State that killed at least three people Monday. The National Transportation and Safety Board says the train was going 80 in a 30. The computer-based system matches the speed of a train with track conditions and is supposed to automatically stop a train if it is in danger of crashing. Back in 2015, when the United States Senate and House were mulling over a transportation bill, Senator Richard Blumenthal says he fought for the immediate implementation of positive train control, or PTC, for all rail lines across the country.
Congress required railroads to install it by 2015, and then the railroads essentially succeeded in pushing the deadline back because of their political weight.
The original law for PTC was passed in 2008, but didn't have to be mandated until 2015 so that the technology could be implemented. The deadline was then extended 3 years to 2018, even though the House called for 2020. Blumenthal says that the railroad companies complain that implementation will cost too much.
The railroads have resources of their own, more than sufficient, and the costs of failing to implement this system way exceed the expense of installing it.
The Connecticut Department of Transportation says it will have PTC on Metro North's New Haven line by the end of 2018. Amtrak says that its segments from New Haven to Boston already have it. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.